This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he has always strived to establish the Prime Minister's office as a centre of service and as the people's PMO. Addressing the officials and staff of the PMO today after assuming office as the Prime Minister for the third time, Mr. Modi stressed the need to achieve more than what the country accomplished in the last 10 years. The Prime Minister said they all have to take the nation to new heights. Hailing the contributions of government employees, the Prime Minister said every employee of the central government is truly entitled to this victory in the elections as they left no stone unturned to contribute to the vision. Mr. Modi said he wants to move forward with new energy and new courage. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi took charge as Prime Minister for the third time today. After assuming the charge, Mr. Modi signed the first file authorizing release of 17th installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. This will benefit 9 crore 30 lakh farmers by distributing around 20,000 crore rupees. The first cabinet meeting of the new NDA government is underway at the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence at 7 Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi. A total of 30 MPs took oath as cabinet ministers at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. The portfolio allocation is yet to be announced. Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM Chief Prem Singh Tamang was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Sikkim for the second time in the state capital Gangtok this afternoon. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya administered the oath of office and secrecy to the SKM leader. 11 cabinet ministers also took oath along with him. SKM retained power in the Himalayan state with a landslide victory, winning 31 of the 32 assembly seats, restricting the Sikkim Democratic Front to just one seat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended best wishes to Mr. Tamang on the occasion. In his message, Mr. Modi wished him a fruitful tenure, saying he looks forward to working with him for Sikkim's progress. Telugu Desam Party leader N. Chandrababu Naidu will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh on Wednesday at Gannavaram in Krishna district. In Odisha, the suspense over the name of the next chief minister continues with only few days left for the swearing-in of the first BJP government. The BJP has appointed Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav as central observers to oversee the election of the leader of its MLAs in the Odisha Assembly. The BJP legislative party is likely to meet tomorrow morning in the presence of the central observers in the state capital, Bhubaneswar. President Draupadi Murmu has called Nepal India's priority partner under the country's neighbourhood first policy. During a meeting with the visiting Nepalese Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi, President Murmu also conveyed New Delhi's commitment to further strengthen the unique ties between the two countries. Both leaders also discussed ways to take forward the developmental initiatives across various sectors in Nepal, which are benefiting the people of both countries. A central ministerial team arrived in Manipur to take stock of the damages caused by the cyclone and hailstorm that occurred in the state last month. A severe hailstorm struck several parts of Manipur on 5th of May, causing extensive damage to houses, vehicles and crops. The team visited different places in Thobol today to ascertain the damages caused by the hailstorm. The four-member central ministerial team held a meeting with the officers of district administration, including district-level officers, regarding the damage to houses and crops due to the hailstorm. Equity mutual funds experienced a remarkable surge in inflows, reaching a record high of 34,697 crore rupees in May. According to data released by the Association of Mutual Funds of India today, this surge marks an 83.42% increase from the previous month, setting a new milestone. In cricket, South Africa will take on Bangladesh this evening in a group stage match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup at Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York, US. Yesterday, India defeated Pakistan by 6 runs in a thrilling match at the same venue in New York. And that is the end of this news bulletin.